are listening to Teacher Toolkit, supporting teachers, parents and students worldwide.
The only constant in education is change, and I think that's depending on the government in power or a new Secretary of State.
We help teachers thrive and survive with classroom ideas, cutting-edge school resources and research-informed teacher training materials. You will also hear discussions on the policy, guidance and research-based publications.
Hello everyone, this is Holly at Teacher Toolkit, the most influential blog on education in the UK. Back in January, I had the opportunity to meet and interview lots of teachers and educationalists at the BET show. One of those was Deputy Head and Teacher Trainer John Tate. Although the interview was recorded a few months ago now, it's great to listen back to it, as John's comments are particularly relevant to the new school year. He shares some really great advice for how to plan for managing your workload over the year ahead and talks about how we can make the profession more attractive to new recruits. I hope you enjoy it.
This is Holly at Teacher Toolkit, the most influential blog on education in the UK. Today I'm with John Tate at the BET Show. Hi John.
Hi Holly, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Yeah, very good.
Are you having a good show?
Yeah, it's been great.
Yeah?
I've been to the last five or six BET Shows and you kind of forget how busy it is, how long the building is, how manic it is, and you certainly feel like you've been betted afterwards.
Like that. You made it into a verb.
Yeah, you know.
That's a really good point.
Your body knows you've been a bet, I think.
I totally agree.
Certainly your feet do. So, but yeah, it's been good.
Great. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about what you do?
Yeah, I'm a deputy head teacher and director of Acland Grange Teaching School up in Middlesbrough in the northeast of England. Secondary school, 1,400 kids, so it's a big operation. I've been there nearly 4 years, coming up at Easter now, and previous to that I was an assistant head teacher at Woodham Academy in Newton Aycliffe. I'm a trained PE teacher by trade.
Didn't know that.
I don't really teach as much anymore now in terms of my kind of strategic responsibilities across the school, but I'm responsible for teacher learning, professional development, and I have been responsible previously for behaviour, pastoral care, attendance, things like that.
Wow.
Pretty much.
What teacher do you remember from school and why?
A couple spring to mind. My PE teacher and head of year, and I suppose there's no coincidence there that I became a PE teacher and became a head of year. I think that was, so he was great. I looked up to him. But also, I fondly remember a French teacher that I had, Mrs. Rubenstein, and she was great. Kind of strict but funny at the same time, and you knew boundaries, and I looked up to her and kind of Mr. Todd, that the PE teacher I mentioned. I think that they were both great, and both great kind of role models in terms of just being a great teacher.
Yeah.
And I guess that in that time, and that was I started school in 1988, and I guess there wasn't anywhere near much targets that they were. They were running, out and jumping in out of hoops and loops and stuff and things. They were just generally just teaching great lessons and not having to worry about some of the stuff. So, they were both great in their own right.
Yeah. So what one thing would you like to see change in education?
I've been tweeting about it a lot recently. It's just this, I just wish the political side would kind of stay out of education. And I feel that, I know it's difficult because it's a big part of social policy and things like that, but it just feels like we never really get a chance to have that to really have a good go at something. And I mentioned something earlier, someone saying that the only constant in education is change, and I think that's depending on the government in power or a new Secretary of State, and it feels like it just leaves us alone sometimes. We know what we're doing, we're professionals, and I just hate to see education being like a political football that's kind of kicked around between idea to idea or office to office, and it does make a huge, it has a huge impact on us in the school, that we have to keep an eye on things, keep changing our procedures and things, because actually there's a new idea or a new cabinet minister in post. But I can't see that changing anytime soon, unfortunately. But if that was quite a magic wand, and I suppose if we could do that, then I think it might make it a lot better and also a lot more attractive for people coming into the profession. I think that's that's an issue as well, which is a very different issue, but I think it still is linked to the same issue.
Yeah. Okay, and what would your number one workload tip for teachers be? Reducing workload, of course.
Reducing workload. I, unfortunately, I think that the work is there, but I think it's about, I did a talk to trainee teachers at the start of the year and said, it's not the load that breaks you, it's the way you carry it. So that would be my tip in terms of, you know, there is going to be marking, there is going to be things to do, there are going to be parents' evenings, but actually think about how you carry that load. So actually looking forward and not having things springing up on you that suddenly cause you stress, actually plan yourself, know what's happening, look at the whole school calendar weeks and months in advance, highlight the things that are going to be happening rather than suddenly then thinking, oh my lord, I forgot there was a parents' evening next week, the kids need childcare, and then it becomes an issue and stressful. Whereas actually, if you're well organised, well planned, you can, you know, that idea of carrying the load properly and almost using it like a, you're thinking about like a rucksack. You know, you carry a rucksack properly and the weight is distributed evenly, it's not an issue. You try and carry that bag with one hand and it's heavy, you know, and so that's what I say to a lot of trainees, that it's not about how can you not have workload, it's just about how can you manage it properly, mm-hmm. and how can you manage your own time. And then if you do that, a lot of things become a lot easier.
Yeah, that's really good advice. Okay, so finally our quick fire round. What book are you reading currently?
I'm reading a book on presentation skills.
Oh,
yeah, and even though I've done lots and lots and lots of presentations, I always think that, you know, you should never kind of think that you know everything. And I was reading it on the train coming down to Beck, and I was presenting here.
Yeah.
And just again, just those little tips and little tricks and things about bringing things back to the forefront of your mind.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm at the moment. But I've kind of a confession of it. I never really finish books. I have this kind of, you know, I start them with great intentions and kind of get midway to halfway through and then start another one. So that needs to be my New Year's resolution,
yeah,
actually,
okay.
to get to the end of a book.
Oh. Well, I saw you present today. You did a fantastic job.
Thank
so
you.
It must be work.
Thank you.
Have you got the title of the book?
Yes, I have, yes. It's a book my wife got me. I saw it in an airport. I was doing some work down in Wales, and I looked at it and I thought, oh, this might be quite interesting.
Yeah.
It's The Leader's Guide to Presenting. Ooh. How to use soft skills to get hard results. Very, very interesting indeed. I would certainly recommend it to anyone out there that does presentations for staff, but also externally as well. And thinking about, you know, how you can really make from body language to eye contact, and how you can win hearts and minds really with the presentations that we do.
Brilliant. Have you got any exciting projects you're working on at the moment?
Yeah, we're doing a lot with our teaching school and recruiting trainees into the profession, but also I'm just about to launch a leadership pathway really for all of our staff and some other schools, where we're going to have every Thursday night after school an opt-in kind of professional development for leadership and purely on leadership skills for aspiring middle leaders, aspiring senior leaders and senior leaders, three different levels, and that's really exciting. And it's all going to be done in a flipped learning manner, so all the sessions will be a video beforehand, and the 1 hour session will be far more productive because of that. And I've done that with our AGS Aspire professional development the last 2 or 3 years at Acklam, but now we're going to replicate that with a leadership focus on a Thursday. So it's due to start after half term, so I'm really looking forward to that.
Great, sounds great. Okay, and finally, who do you recommend that we interview next?
Oh, good question. I had dinner with a couple of great teachers last night who I've been following on Twitter for a while, but we'd never really met in person. It was quite a kind of surreal moment. And that was Hannah and James, or Hannah Matthias and James Donaldson. And they're both educators from Wales, FE educators, and they're doing a lot in their school. They're doing some mixed reality, but they're using Microsoft Teams as well,
mm-hmm.
And they're doing some great stuff. So, it's just getting out and seeing different people's opinions, and we're all here for the same reason, you know, to make a difference. So, yeah.
Brilliant. Thanks so much, John. Where can our readers find out more about you?
I like a good tweet, so at Team Tate on Twitter. I'm on LinkedIn and Facebook as well, or you can head over to my website, johntate.com.
Yep.
I've got a book out with Bloomsbury, 100 Ideas for Engaging Learners,
yeah.
And a second one in the pipeline, as you know,
both fantastic.
Which is due to come out in September,
yep.
A book on senior leadership. So lots of places to find me in all the usual areas.
It's been great. Thanks so much for chatting to me.
Thanks, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
See you soon.
Thank you, bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To continue the conversation, head over to www.teachertoolkit.co.uk. and our social media channels to access all the links and resources mentioned on today's show. Why not share this with your colleagues and give them the gift of time, reduced workload, and increased impact? Until the next time, before you look after your students, look after yourself.